Welcome, my friend, to day 5 of hashtag 365.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
The overblown drama of that will always appeal to me, you know. Welcome to hashtag 365, day 5 of my journey. My name's Alex Baker. I do feel like I'm learning things. It's really exciting, actually, this. And doing this podcast every day is keeping it front of mind. That was kind of the whole point. Yesterday, I was talking about how I've been intimidated by it. This morning, I woke up feeling kind of refreshed, feeling like, do you know what? I'm just going to take it each day. I'm not going to think about the enormity of it. And I'm very much looking forward to day 7, which will be my first weigh-in since it started. I think it's going to be really exciting, hoping that I've been losing weight. Just a quick recap on what's going on. I'm just sticking to 1,600 calories every single day. It's calorie restriction. I'm being absolutely militant about it. Every single thing I'm putting in my mouth, I'm writing in my fitness pal. Every single thing. From a dollop of ketchup to a single fry that someone gives me. Everything. And I'm learning. I feel like I'm learning, you know? I feel like I'm learning what foods are kind of pointless to eat, because there's so many foods that don't do anything for you in terms of satiating your appetite, but are really calorific. I've started cutting them out, and I'm finding that actually 1,600 calories, it doesn't feel like a restriction. Do you know what I mean? Maybe you're feeling the same way. I wanted to mention something today. I wanted to mention a book I've been reading. It's called The Primal Cure. And no, I'm not getting paid by The Primal Cure or anything like that. I'm a fan of kind of non-bamboozling common sense, you know, and unfortunately the diet world is full of bamboozling non-common sense. It's full of people telling you to lose weight in their way and like trying to make it all sound like a mystical thing you need to unlock through their program. What I like about The Primal Cure is it doesn't do that. It's very to the point, and it's based around a really simple premise. It's based around the idea that scientifically, evolution takes ages, right? Evolution takes thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It doesn't happen overnight. And what the author, a guy called Steve Bennett, says in The Primal Cure is that our digestive systems are basically the same as they were when we were like primal man, right? But over the last 50 years, and I think we instinctively know this, don't we? Over the past 50 years, our diets, in terms of the food that we actually put in our body, have changed almost beyond recognition. When you compare what we eat now to what primal man ate. And I think about it, that's so true, isn't it? And this kind of instinctively rings true for me, because my wife and I sometimes talk about this. We talk about how, you know, different food affects us in ways it never used to. Like, I can't drink regular milk anymore. I used to be able to drink regular milk when I was a kid. I cannot drink it anymore. It makes me violently ill. And it's not that I'm allergic to it per se, but I've developed a massive intolerance. And I just thought, you know, perhaps it's the case I've just developed a lactose intolerance. And that could be true. That might be the case. But there's also a part of me that thinks maybe milk these days is so different to milk how it used to be before it was pumped full of, you know, hormones and chemicals and everything else. Perhaps my body's just not able to cope with it. Similarly with chicken. My wife used to love chicken when she was younger. She can't eat chicken these days. It just makes her feel really bloated and really sluggish. And again, if she eats organic chicken, it doesn't have the same impact. It doesn't have the same effect. It does make you think, doesn't it, about what we're actually putting in our bodies. And in The Primal Cure, he talks about how basically you shouldn't eat anything if it comes from a packet. If it's got a label that has ingredient lists on it, you shouldn't eat it. You should be eating natural foods, whether that's like lettuce or meat that's been organically grown, not sort of pumped full of chemicals. Those are the things that we should be eating. And I've been trying to sort of follow this. And one of the things he talks about is about sugar. And what I love about the book is that he's quite, like I say, he's very straight and very blunt in his approach. He doesn't try and bamboozle you with like fancy language, and he doesn't go off on these massive tangents. He just talks about things in a really clear and simple manner. And he talks about biology and the fact that the way your body works is it will always burn the glucose that's in your blood or the sugar in your blood before it burns your fat stores. And that might sound obvious. You might be like, yeah, I learned about that in biology, Alex. What are you on about? But for me, that is such a light bulb moment. I'm like, hang on. Your body will always burn the glucose and sugar in your blood before, and in your system generally, before it burns your fat stores. So if I wake up in the morning and I have some yogurt that's got sugar in it and a glass of orange juice that's got sugar in it, and I leave the house eating an apple, which has got sugar in it, for the whole first part of my day, or however long it takes to get all that sugar out of my system, burnt through, I'm not going to burn an ounce of fat. I'm not even going to, my body isn't even going to think about the fat stores. In fact, worse than that, if you don't burn the sugar that's turned in, that's in your blood, your body automatically turns it into fat. And it's a process that happens pretty much instantly. Isn't that crazy? Like, and I know you might be listening to this thinking, oh, Alex, everybody knows that. I did not know that. Or if I did, I didn't actually stop to think about what that actually means. If there's glucose in my body, sugar in my body, and bear in mind, sugar comes from carbohydrates. If that's in my body, I will not ever use my fat stores. So in the book, he talks about, once you've understood that knowledge and you've understood that fact, think about your diet. It's why I'm trying to not eat sugar in the day. I'm not being militant about it. I mean, in the evenings, I might have some sugar. I might have some rice and stuff or carbohydrates. But in the day, I'm just trying to not have any carbs and any sugar in anything because I just like the idea of my body utilizing either the food that I'm eating that's like protein or fat or utilizing my stored fat for energy. Surely that's going to be a healthier way to live. I don't know. I don't really know. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a scientist. I don't know. But to me, that seems really instinctively obvious. So I'm trying it out. One of the other things that's really interesting about the book, he talks about fasting. And think about, again, linking it back to primal man and primal woman. Primal man didn't eat three meals a day. They ate when they could, and then they fasted. Not out of choice, because they had to, because food was scarce, right? So they'd have a big meal, they'd eat loads, and then they might not eat for like a day or 18 hours or however long it might be. And he talks about how actually our bodies are designed to fast, which again, if you think about it, we haven't evolved that quickly that fasting suddenly wouldn't become part of our genetic makeup, right? A part of our digestive system. Do you see what I mean? Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that primal man was around in terms of the grand scheme of evolution and life on Earth. And again, this sort of instinctively rings true to me because there's a whole bunch of people I know and well, like friends of mine, who really believe in fasting and they do fasting all the time. And I don't mean fasting in this like really weird kind of, oh my God, you're such a hippie kind of way. I don't mean like going to a retreat and not eating anything for 7 days and getting really ill and like being crazy about it. I don't mean that, but I mean stuff like 5-2. I actually went to a doctor years ago and told me I should do 5-2. 5-2, if you don't know, is where you eat normally for 5 days of the week. 2 days of the week, at any point during the week, on 2 days, you just eat 600 calories a day, or 500 calories a day, I think, if you're a woman. So those days are essentially fast days. You don't really eat anything. And what he talks about, Steve Bennett in the Primal Cure talks about how when you're fasting, it gives you, and again, instinctively, this seems obvious, doesn't it? It gives your digestive system a rest. Because if you're eating three meals a day, including, and then, you know, snacks and juices and everything else on top of it, your body is constantly having to process stuff all the time. And when does it have a chance to switch off? When does it have time to rest? You know? Yes, of course, when you're sleeping. But if you go to bed and you've had a massive meal, all that food's got to get processed. And then you wake up and you have breakfast and all that food's got to be processed. Then you have a snack and that food's got to be processed. And you have lunch and that food's got to be processed. It's hardly any wonder that we're feeling a bit sluggish and a bit slow. So tonight, I'm going for a massive American meal with my mate Paul tonight. We're going to a place in Soho in London that does like ribs and smoked wings and all this kind of stuff. And we've been like properly getting excited about it because it's like a meat paradise. And I decided that basically today I wasn't going to eat anything. And two reasons for that. One, because I want to stick to my calories. I can't go over 1,600 calories. Remember, that's what I'm doing. 1,600 calories every single day. As soon as I've eaten 1,600 calories, nothing else goes past my mouth. That is what I'm doing every single day. And tonight, when I go out for food, I want it to be the case that I can eat what I want and enjoy it. And yes, I've got to put everything in my food diary. I've got to be really clear and transparent with myself about how many calories I'm eating, and I've got to stop when I get to 1600. But if I have food in the day-to-day, there's absolutely no way that I'll be able to enjoy anything tonight. So I thought, why not just try it? Why not just try fasting for a day? Millions of people do it. I've got plenty of fat stores. I think I'll be all right. You know, I'll drink obviously water all day, but I'm not going to keel over and die because I haven't eaten for, you know, 18 hours or whatever. It's just not going to happen. I've got saddlebags. I'm like a camel. Oh, it's water, isn't it, in a camel? But you know what I mean. So I'm going to give it a go and I'll let you know tomorrow how I got on. And hopefully I won't go over my, well, I can't go over my calories tonight. And I'm thinking about what, I mean, do you know what's brilliant about this when you're calorie counting? You're thinking about, I'm already thinking about it. I'm thinking about, okay, what shall I have? If I have chips, might that be a waste of calories? Because chips aren't going to be as delicious as like mozzarella sticks.
And mozzarella sticks.
Oh. You know, and I don't want to scrimp on the burger because I've got some like 500 calories worth of chips. Maybe do I take the bun off the burger as well to save 280, 300 calories on that? That way I can have like some jalapeno poppers or something. Do you know what I mean? It's like you think about it properly rather than just diving in and kind of eating everything and going, oh, I feel sick. Oh, I've stacked on loads of weight. So I'll let you know how I get on anyway. I've got no idea whether I'm going to make it through the day not eating anything. I feel fine now, but how will I feel later? Who knows? Let's find out. Anyway, this is day 5. I'll see you tomorrow for day 6. Please do get in contact with me and let me know how you're getting on with your journey, whether you're listening to this now, today, on the 18th of January 2019, or whether you're listening now, today, on the 26th of February 2030. I'd still love to hear from you, if I'm still alive, which I really hope I am. At Alex Bakerman on Twitter, if that even still exists. At Alex Bakerman on Instagram, if that even exists. I mean, if it's 2030, it could be a completely different landscape. You might be just telepathically sending me messages to my brain as we speak. Who knows? Anyway, get in touch. It'd be lovely to hear from you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Wish me luck.